Okay, 636 is our next emergency item.
Adopt the supplemental budget for the fiscal year 2014-15 over expenditure process and make budget adjustments in various funds.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Andrew Scott, City Budget Director. I'm going to briefly talk about some of the major items in the over expenditure ordinance. And there's actually two, but we'll do the over-expenditure ordinance and then the interfund loan resolution after that. So the over-expenditure ordinance is the last opportunity for bureaus to make any council-approved adjustments that are needed in their fiscal year budgets. In addition to a number of technical non-general fund changes that are included in the ordinance before you, there are just four general fund requests in the over-expenditure ordinance that I'll talk about in a little bit more detail. There's a $121,596 request for an advance encumbrance for the Office of Youth Violence Prevention Special Appropriation. This was an item that was not requested in the fall bump, and it probably should have. These funds were advanced back in fiscal year 2013-14, should have been carried over into 14-15, but they were not carried over. As a result, our excess fund balance that we came to you last fall was about $121,596 higher than it would have been otherwise. This is a request from contingency to ensure that there are funds to cover that advance. There's a $1.5 million request for compensation set aside from the Police Bureau. In the spring budget monitoring process, the Bureau only asked for a portion of their overall comp set aside based on their projections at that time. More recent projections and some additional costs in the last couple of months show that the police may need their entire comp set aside amount, and that's what they've requested as part of the over expenditure ordinance. There's a carryover of $100,000 for the PPS Concordia Early Childhood Learning Center. These funds were appropriated by council in the fall budget monitoring process of the current fiscal year. But again, the proposal here is to carry them over in the next fiscal year and add them to the $400,000 that is in the adopted budget, which you'll be acting on tomorrow, for a total of $500,000, and it'll all go out the door at the same time next fiscal year. Finally, there's a request for, we've included $1 million draw on general fund contingency to prevent the possibility of an overexpenditure in the Parks Bureau. Parks is projecting that they may be as much as about $650,000 overspent due to a shortfall in revenues. The City Budget Office is recommending $1 million draw on contingency just to ensure that Parks stays within that legal budget appropriation. And I think Director Abate is here to provide a little bit more detail on the Parks Bureau request.
Andrew, can I ask you a question about the comp set aside? And I know it's a complicated area. I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page. Why is the Police Bureau requesting this additional comp set aside? What is it going to fund?
So it will fund personnel expenses in the existing fiscal year. So all bureaus, compensation set aside, we set aside the inflation, both the cost of living adjustment as well as health benefit inflation for personnel in general fund bureaus. And we asked them to come back in the spring bump and show us sort of their projections through the end of the year and show us if they need those resources. Because in a lot of situations, due to vacancies and other things, the bureaus don't need those resources. In the spring, the police came and said, you know, we think we need about $2 million of resources from comp set aside. Council granted that amount. They were eligible for up to about $3.5 million, sort of based on, again, the size of their bureau. And they've come back now recently. There are some additional overtime expenditures over the last couple of months and other personnel expenditures. And their projections say, you know, we may need the entire amount. So they're asking for essentially the rest of their $3.5 million allocation.
And how does your office, excuse the pun, police the drawdown on comp set aside and distinguish between what you might say is a valid or invalid or one that triggers an alarm that perhaps there's a structural problem that needs to be addressed?
So we review the requests when they come in from the bureaus. And, you know, one of the things we look at to be sure that bureaus haven't earlier in the year transferred money out of personal services into materials and services, and then they're coming back to ask for comp set aside. To the extent a bureau has done that, we would probably recommend against that draw. That wasn't the case with the Police Bureau in the spring bump. And then we also look to make sure that the bureau hasn't hired, a number of temporary positions or limited term positions, which again they can do, they have some authority to do throughout the year. If a bureau had done a significant amount of hiring, we would also really question that. But again, that wasn't the situation from the police bureau. They have a number of vacancies right now.
And could you remind me how fungible are those dollars? So if the police doesn't draw, if the police bureau doesn't draw down the, what I think you said, $3.5 million that was budgeted, what are the eligible uses of the dollars that are left over?
So at the end of the year, anything remaining in compensation set aside falls to ending fund balance, and which then means it becomes available as beginning fund balance the next year. So again, to the extent there's unspent comp set aside money that contributes to beginning fund balance, which then in the fall bump, 50% of which, 50% of any excess fund balance would go towards infrastructure and the rest could go towards unforeseen expenses. Comp set aside started this year at about $8 million, and after this draw will be?
It'll be $826,000.
Yeah. You know, it is lower than it has been in the past. It varies from year to year, but this ending balance. So this is one of the things that Josh Harwood, the city economist, takes a whole, you know, dozens of things into account to get that ending fund balance estimate. So
I'm not asking this final question because I'm advocating. I'm just trying to understand. If the police bureau doesn't use its full comp set aside, but let's say Parks Bureau comes to you and says, we need a bigger chunk because we're converting seasonals to full-time or whatever, wouldn't it make more sense to have that process occur before it drops to the general fund and is split up 50-50? In other words, wouldn't it make more sense, since those dollars were originally prioritized for a personnel-related issue, a compensation-related issue, to have that discussion before it drops to the ending fund balance?
Well, I think... I just want to follow your question. To the extent that they are existing fiscal year 14-15 costs or anticipated costs in 15-16.
We're having this ongoing discussion about what Parks is going to need to comply with some mandates and also to further some council objectives. I'm not advocating. I'm just trying to understand.
Sure.
The money drops to the ending fund balance and then is subject to the 50% split that we have agreed to on major maintenance. It complicates a little bit the task of then finding the money for a sister bureau that might have a unique ask. And my question is, should there be an opportunity short of it dropping to the general fund for us to reallocate those monies, or is there a structural reason why we shouldn't do that?
Well, in terms of the cost in the current year, is I think what you've identified is There are different pots of money. There is compensation set aside, which is available for compensation-related expenses. And then there's also our general fund contingency. And what we'll hear, you know, from Director Abate, you know, we're recommending a draw from that contingency for current expenses. Council could take that money instead out of compensation set aside rather than contingency, although the net impact would be the same at the end of the year. So if we had leftover comp set aside, it falls to balance. If we have leftover general fund contingency, it also falls to balance. So if we're talking about this year's expenses, it doesn't have an impact. If you're talking about potential expenses next year, I think that council has occasionally taken money from current year and essentially reduced it and reappropriated in next year's budget. That would be an option. It does sort of go around that 50% infrastructure resolution.
Well, another way of looking at it is, was the 50% split that we all supported intended to trump the threshold question of whether there is sufficient resources allocated to compensation needs? I'm not advocating. I'm noting a structural issue about how we do this. And I'll revisit this with you offline, because it seems to me it becomes an even harder question to address once the money falls to another pot. And after all, we did put this money aside for a very specific purpose. I'm not sure why it should have to compete with all the other laudable goals of the city thereafter. So just food for thought.
Yeah.
And you said we have the option of doing that.
Yes. Yeah.
The option of taking comp set aside surplus, in a sense, and transferring it to another bureau for a compensation-related issue.
In a future year, yeah, it would be no different than in the spring bump. Council took some action to carry over funds, to essentially take funds out of Bureau budgets this current year and reappropriate them into the budget for next year.
I guess
you could treat compensation set aside the same way.
It may even be that the more compelling example is, what if the Parks Bureau underutilized their comp set aside and then wanted to take a portion of it to fund another compensation-related issue they were dealing with? Under our current system, that money drops and then has to be competed for and appropriated in a future budget. Anyway, just food for thought.
And the only thing, it is an option. The only thing I would say is, when we look at ending fund balance, we look at it globally. So not as specific pots of there was this much contingency or this much comp set aside or this much underspending. At the end of the year, all of those things contribute to our ending fund balance. There's a budgeted ending fund balance. I think it's about $10 or $12 million this year that we need to hit, right? And we expect to hit that this year. Anything above that amount becomes the excess fund balance, which we'll talk about in the fall bump. To the extent we're taking any of those pieces, whether it's underspending in a Bureau, comp set aside contingency, and rebudgeting it, it brings us that much closer to that budgeted balance line. Again, this particular year, given where we are in the cycle, I don't think that'll be a problem. In other years, it may be.
Okay. Any other questions? Mike, anything to add?
Mayor, Mike, and
button there in front of you on the base of the microphone. Sorry. There you go.
Good morning, Mayor. Mike Abate, Director of Portland Parks and Recreation, and members of council. This spring, while our Bureau's projected expenses continue to hold steady and the Bureau was projecting to remain under budget for expenses, we began to forecast possible revenue shortfalls. At this point, we're projecting a revenue shortfall in this current fiscal year of no more than $650,000. Some of the factors related to that shortfall are, first of all, our revenue target of $400,000 for sale of surplus property. It's not going to be achieved by June 30th. As you know, this is the final year of that revenue target put in place several years ago to avert some cuts. In this coming fiscal year, you've removed that revenue target from the Bureau, and so we're no longer mandated to achieve it. We're also expecting to collect about $300,000 less in revenue from recreation programs than we projected. We're analyzing the possible causes of that this over this summer, because we may need to make some course corrections in our offerings, printed guides, and other things that we're evaluating. And we projected about $100,000 in additional revenue from the Portland Tennis Center, the new bubble structure over the four courts. That project was delayed by an electrical service issue that really actually resulted in about $100,000 less revenue coming to the Bureau. On May 12th, I implemented savings measures for the Bureau that required my approval of purchases over $100,000, along with other various cost savings measures. And in early June, again, we took another look at this. As you can understand, our revenues peak in April and May and June as people come to summer. We've been hoping that those dollars would come in. But in early June, I had then ratcheted closer down our expenditures, both on vacancies and also purchasing, to require my approval for anything over $1,000. Our goal is to close that gap, attempt to come as close as possible to keeping the Bureau within the overall budget. After the fiscal year, Director Scott mentioned, CBO's recommendation is that we take $1 million draw, even though we think the need is going to be far less than that. But after this fiscal year is completed and we look back and we know exactly where we landed, we'll determine how much, if any, of that $1 million we need to balance in our current budget. And we'll develop a plan to fund back the contingency in the fall bump. In addition to controlling expenditures as part of solving this issue, we continue to pursue additional revenue opportunities as well to close that gap. So I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Any questions? Looks like none. Thank you, Mike.
Yep.
Okay. Anything else that you need to cover with us?
If all the adjustments in the ordinance are approved, unrestricted contingency will end the year at about $49,000. And I'm happy to take any questions.
Okay.
Okay. On other issues.
Anything else?
Unrestricted contingency?
That's our general fund contingency.
And that's down from?
It started at $2.5 million this year.
Okay. Thank you both. Thanks very much. Anyone want to speak on this item? If not, then it's time for a roll call vote.
Fish?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thanks for ongoing good work from the City Budget Office. Also, my team at Parks, who have been fiscally responsible. There are many explanations as to why the revenue didn't come in. The one that I'm actually quite proud of is that we did not sell off any parkland to gain the $400,000 that was set into the target. But that does mean that it's a revenue shortfall. And essentially, what this does is borrows from next year's budget to cover this year's cost. So we will make sure that we will have to do some more belt tightening next year, and I will be happy to oversee that. Aye.
Hales.
Thank you very much. Aye.